Well, let's bring in Nadeem Shahadi here to get a reaction to that, a response to that. Do you agree, Nadeem, that there are certain communities who are welcoming Islamic State? Some people in Palmyra will be pleased that they've arrived.
Well, I certainly agree that the image of Tadmor or Palmyra prison is the one that sort of dominates when you hear the word, and not the ruins that everybody is concerned about. It's a bit more than a concentration camp, because the slogan about Palmyra is, about Palmyra prison, is that it's the lucky ones who die. It's those who are still alive in there and go through the torture for sometimes for 20, 30 years. These are the ones who are the real victims. The lucky ones are the ones who are dead in a way. And that's a kind of very sort of very heavy legacy of Palmyra. There isn't a single Syrian I know that doesn't have a prison story, either one of his family or himself. I think that's a very important point to make. But where I would beg to differ is that the real choice among Syrians is not between ISIS and the Syrian regime. It's not between Assad and ISIS. The real choice is to get rid of both. I mean, the third choice is to get rid of both. And in a way, they are two sides of the same coin. The Assad regime promotes ISIS, and ISIS promotes the Assad regime, because in a way, the Assad regime looks like the lesser evil only because there is a greater evil, or perceived greater evil, which is ISIS, and which the regime in a way has helped create by either wittingly or indirectly, because a lot of the people who are joining ISIS or joining these very radical movements were previously in these prisons, and they come out very radicalized.
Nadeem, stay with us. I want to cross over to Manchester now here in the UK and speak to Dr. Haitham Al-Halmi, who is Syrian from Damascus, but here in the UK for about the last 6 years. Dr. Al-Halmi, I know you've been listening to our conversation. One of the things I was struck by when we heard from Daham earlier, and I spoke to him a couple of hours ago, was the fact he was saying that people inside Palmyra were not afraid of Islamic State as much as they're afraid of being bombed by the regime, of the chlorine gas, of the barrel bombs raining down on them. That surprised me. Does it surprise you?
Not at all. I think every area in Syria, when it's liberated from the opposition group, from the hand of the Syrian regime, people inside them are always afraid of the barrel bombs which will follow the liberation of that area. People, when they knew that opposition group might take control of any land, immediately they'll think about the revenge of the Syrian regime from the people of that land. They will immediately send their jet fighters to send their barrel bombs, missiles, everything over them. So this is not surprising me at all. But at the same time, I think how unfortunate Syrians are when they are trapped between two evils, between the Assad regime and ISIS. When we talk about Palmyra, you know, people usually think about Palmyra as our history or our cultural heritage. But I think Palmyra is our future as well.
Reem, do come in. I know you're trying to get in.
I totally agree with Haitham. We're most gutted about the Syrians being stuck in between two fires. That's the issue. They might be welcoming maybe the Islamic State in some areas. That's because they suffered a lot from the regime. But at the end, this is not. It hasn't to be either this or that. There must be a third option. Nadeem mentioned before. So what Syrians would want is to get rid of both. You see, they are really stuck between fires.
If I could say something.
Go ahead.
I'd like to put this into context for your listeners. Syria losing Palmyra is akin to the UK losing the Tower of London or Stonehenge. There is a reason why the image of the ruins is on our currency and is in our passports. Now, when my village of Tel Kalah was taken over by the regime 2 years ago, there was no media coverage. So if the focus on the ruins will result in some action before more villages and more towns are taken over and destroyed, then so be it. Then so be it.
Who wants to pick up on that? Nadim?
Well, yes. I mean, I totally agree. I mean, focus on the ruins will also help focus on what type of regime we are dealing with and what the consequences of that regime is. So I was in a way pleased to see the focus on Palmyra and all these announcements. And it did give an opportunity. If you look on social media, it did give an opportunity for people to express this and to talk about the prison and all these stories. So there is that aspect.
And if I could just remind people that before the Syrian war, yes, Palmyra Tadmor prison was the symbol of brutality in the country. Now it has been surpassed by dozens of similar prisons, just as brutal all over the country. It is no longer unique in its brutality.
Abood, stay with us. Nadim, Reem, Dr. Haytham Al-Hamwi, also join me here in the studio, Mahmoud Ali Hamad from BBC Arabic. We'll carry on talking about this after we've taken a break for the latest BBC World. Few minutes, we're going to carry on talking about Syria and Palmyra. We're still joined by a number of our guests who are with us for the first half of the programme, including my colleague from BBC Arabic, Mahmoud Ali Hamad. Nadim is with us, Abood, Reem, also Dr. Haytham Al-Hamwi, and Lana is joining us now. She's Syrian-Austrian, watching from afar. Lana, I know that you listened to some of our conversation in the first part of the programme, and you've certainly been following what's been happening in Palmyra in the last 24 hours or so. Your reaction to that?
Yes, hello, everyone. My reaction, well, first, I completely agree, obviously, with the statements that were made before, and for me, really, it is being Syrian diaspora, having been to Syria but haven't been able, you know, I haven't seen Palmyra myself, but being surrounded by family and relatives and knowing about the history and the memory of the place, to me, it carries a very symbolic value. And I have been struck really by it is in part hypocrisy where we see the media focusing now on ruins. I mean, they are ruins. They're not used anymore. Houses are being bombed, villages, towns where people are living, and this is not getting any media attention anymore. So in a way, it is it feels kind of awkward, really, to worry about, you know, in a way, if lives are being lost. But then at the same time, obviously, it is, a huge, huge disaster for humanity and for history. So, my biggest kind of concern or at the moment really kind of worry personally has been feeling hypocritical that I worry about these ruins, of course, but then what about all these lives that are lost? And I think there has been I don't want to say mistake, but something went wrong here in the framing of the issue.
It's interesting, lots of people have been getting in touch with us on our Facebook page throughout the day on this issue. Marley in Nairobi says, the city of Palmyra was destroyed long ago. It's just stones which are crumbling. What is sad is the innocent people who are dying in their hundreds daily. Dr. Haytham Al-Hamwi, I know that you still have family back home in Syria, even though you're here in the UK now. What are they telling you when you last spoke to them?
Actually, the situation becomes worse day by day there. When I manage to call my relatives there, sometimes they don't have electricity for weeks, even to charge their mobiles. Bringing food or water becomes difficult more and more. Of course, all aspects of life has stopped there. No jobs or any source of income. When I manage to call them, sounds of shelling became usual background for during the call. And furthermore, people of specific towns, like my own town, that are famous of opposing the Syrian regime, are afraid from even going to main roads, not to be arrested by the checkpoints of the regime there.
Dr. Haitham Al-Hamoui, we thank you for speaking with us. Thank you also to Lana. I know we've had other guests sitting here waiting to speak with us. Unfortunately, we're right out of time, but I know this is something that we're going to return to time and time again here on World Have Your Say. If you want to get in touch with us, lots of comments on our Facebook page, and that's the place to carry on our conversation.